Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the surprisingly recent rise of creativity as a dominant cultural value. Pretty fascinating stuff.
It is. I mean, we talk about creativity all the time, right? It feels like it's always been there. But this article, based on Samuel Franklin's book, The Cult of Creativity, suggests otherwise.
Exactly. Franklin points out that the first recorded use of creativity was in 1875. And get this, before 1950, there was barely any discussion about it in books or articles. It's like, poof, suddenly everyone's obsessed.
So how did we get here? What flipped the switch?
Well, Franklin argues that post-World War II America needed a cultural salve. Conformity, bureaucracy, suburban life, it all created this tension. Creativity became the antidote, a way to celebrate individualism within these structured systems.
I see. Interesting. Like a pressure valve.
Precisely. It offered a sense of freedom, the spirit of the lone inventor, even within a corporation. Think brainstorming sessions. That became huge in the 50s as a way to foster creative thinking in the corporate world. Right. And the article goes on to discuss how psychologists tried to quantify creativity, to pinpoint the creative person. Turns out, that wasn't so easy. They studied famous writers, architects, gave all sorts of tests, but never really cracked the code.
Those divergent thinking tests, right? Like, how many uses for a brick can you come up with?
Yeah, those. And Franklin mentions those tests haven't really been shown to predict creative success. Someone might ace the brick test and still not write the next great American novel.
Huh. So if it's so hard to define, how did it become so powerful?
That's the fascinating bit. Franklin says the vagueness is actually the strength. Creativity can be so many things. Playful, practical, artistic, technological. That flexibility makes it adaptable, almost slippery.
Got it. So it's malleable. It can be molded to fit different needs and contexts.
And that brings us to Silicon Valley. They've embraced creativity, but with a twist. It has to be useful, marketable. It's all about novelty and utility. Forget craft, infrastructure, the boring stuff. They want the next big disruption.
So does that mean AI is the ultimate creative tool then? Or is it a threat?
Well, Franklin argues that AI is forcing us to confront what creativity really means. Can machines be truly creative? Sure, they can generate art, write poetry, even come up with novel products. But are those things meaningful? Are they wise?
Right. It's one thing to generate something new. It's another to imbue it with, well, with humanity.
Exactly. Franklin suggests we should be asking if AI can be wise, honest, caring. Those are the qualities that really matter, especially if we're going to be interacting with AI on a daily basis.
That's a really great point. I think what resonated with me the most in this article was the history aspect. It's easy to assume creativity has always been with us, and yet that's not the case. It's an interesting thought, you know?
Absolutely. It challenges our assumptions. And on that note, thanks for joining us for this thought-provoking discussion. Until next time.
Goodbye.